This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark Andel is joining us live on WBEN this morning, owner of the Made in America store in Elma. And Mark, we want your perspective on what's happening with tariffs and the economy. If I remember correctly, you opened the Made in America store after losing much of your welding business to overseas competition. Is this kind of a I told you so moment?
Yeah, good morning, Sue and Brian. Yes, you know, 15 years ago, we're just celebrating our 15-year anniversary as a Made in America store. Of course, I own General Welding and Fabricating, too. I'm glad you bring it up because I'd like people to look at madeinamericastore.com and listen to our story. I lost a $3 million account to China directly in the fall of 2007 before the recession hit of 2008, 9, and 10. They produced an inferior product. My customer wanted more and more money out of it. I couldn't give them more money, so they said they were manufacturing this product in Florida, but it ended up being China, and we couldn't compete with China, the cost and the lower labor wages. So, yes, you know, I'm enjoying these times because we support 500 100% Made in America vendors. They're mom and pops. People don't realize 80% of our small business in our country are smaller businesses, mom and pops, even the local shops. So the more, again, our mission was always to create and save quality livelihoods in the United States of America by increasing American manufacturing. We want to rebuild the middle class, and I think our government's finally helping us, Sue.
Well, a lot of questions as to what this means for the future. Now, if I remember correctly, at your store, you'd be hard-pressed to find anything electronic because of where that's all manufactured right now. Is that something, like, is that the type of thing that you see maybe changing, or are there certain sectors where it's just never coming back?
Yeah, I do see it changing because, you know, the best thing about America is we have Americans, which are the best skilled trade workers in the world. With automation, with 3D additive printing, we can make change. We get the volume back up. Manufacturers, we sell Wigwam Socks. Bob Chesbro, the owner of Wigwam Socks, Sheboygan, Wisconsin. You know, the government gave away his industry, textile industry, way back four decades ago. And he was always mad because that was his livelihood. That fed his family. The 500 manufacturers we support or small businesses, you know, they feed a lot of families. So they're helpful. I do think, Brian, we can get back there. It's going to take time. You got to be patient. But this is something that needs to happen. We need the government help to help us grow and give incentives for our manufacturers to get more work and level the playing field out. It will take time, but we can get there.
Yeah, I'm wondering, there's great uncertainty, Mark, right now throughout the country, especially as people look at their 401ks. What's your level of confidence that this strategy will be successful?
Yeah, you know, I think we're like 6% of the world, investment market. But I want to tell people, be patient. You got to be patient even with stocks or whatnot. But you got to invest in American companies now. Your steel industries, your chip manufacturing is coming back. Your energy is coming back. There's a lot of investments that should be here. We have to support the country we live in for our children's future. That's always been our story. I was blessed to be in a movie called The American Made Movie. And if you look it up online, The American Made Movie, it shows 50-50 fair trade is what we want. But there's a lot of countries that have been taking advantage of us, hollowing us out. The erosion's unbelievable. My father worked at Ford, local six iron worker. You know, the middle class was strong. You could buy, you had an extra car, you had a swimming pool. The middle class has been really taken advantage of. We have to rebuild our middle class. It's not easy. It's going to take time. I've been fighting the fight for 15 years. Again, we're almost up to 15,100% products. We're going to be adding Simply Play 3, which is a big toy manufacturer that moved back. Remember, Fisher-Price was 100% made here till they sold out to Mattel, and they went overseas with everything. There's a lot of people that were hurt if you do your homework through the last years.
Do people, when you know people talk about Made in America, do people care about production mainly, or do they care that it's an American company? Because, you know, I say that because, you know, by design, if these are to work out, you would have foreign companies, and you see this in the auto industry already, what's been happening over the last several decades, Volkswagen and others, now Hyundai would be the latest, of foreign companies moving production over here to the U.S. Is that a welcome change, do you think?
I think so, because the more we rebuild manufacturing, the more money stays here, taxes stay here, you get the disposable income up, people will have better wages, better jobs. It's going to take time. People, consumers have a lot of power. If they go out today, tonight, tomorrow, and shop, they should look at where things are made. You don't want to support 10-year-olds working and whatnot. When you buy made in China, you should put it back down. Our favorite shirt was the Made in America Store shirt, because China's a long drive to work. It's just true. Even the pandemic taught us that a lot of our personal protective equipment, from the mask, the IVs, 99% of our drugs all come from China. We as a nation, to get stronger, it's a matter of national security, too. There's some things we have to do. Again, we believe in 50-50 fair trade. The American-made movie I was in tells that very, very well. It's just a matter of time, but we have to invest in our own country and make it easier. A lot of people have been taking advantage of us for years and using us. We're the consumer of the world. And, you know, China's a factory of the world and other countries. We have to get back on focus here.
Mark, what do you think are the types of companies and industries that will be leading the comeback here in the U.S.?
I do think our auto industries are going to get stronger. Yes, alternators, transmission, a lot of parts are made overseas. I think we can make a lot of them parts. We have to have the want to. I know when Trico went to Mexico, my engineer lost his job, and they promised him things that didn't happen. So a lot of things will come back. You're seeing chip manufacturing come back. You know, I say we don't have nothing that plugs in or takes a battery out of 15,000 products. That's 100%. That's sad. I say we've been to the moon, but we can't make a toaster. There's a lot of simple things, but when you see the toy companies moving back, the auto industries, the steel companies, we're down to less than 50 mills in our country. There was thousands of steel mills. So we have to get back and focus on making our products here. And it's a change that we had to have the government help us out on.
Well, Mark, appreciate the time this morning. Thanks so much for joining us, and best of luck. Mark Andel at the Made in America store talking a little bit about the shift to Made in America. Will we see it? One of the big questions here with the tariff announcement from last week.